She's going fishing all the time. Maybe going fishing too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means. It's time for Leaf and I to chat up some fishing. And I got to say, Leaf, it looks like you got a little salt residue on you. Leaf went out to the big water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we got, you know, like we said, we took that week off there. We haven't been able to catch up in a little while, but it's because, the family and I just took the old family vacation that we seem to annually do out to Orcas Island. I have some friends out there with places on Orcas or Lopez and Shaw, and we can kind of meet up and have fun together. And yeah, this time we hooked into a couple of big fat salmon.
You're out in a boat.
Yep. Yeah. I'm so lucky. My friends over there have just a place that's been in their family for a long time. Mm-hmm. It kind of grew in segments, you know, to where it's a roomy place, really, really nice accommodations. And they have some great boats that we can get out on, kind of a, like a lobster boat style Sea Sprite, you know, fairly fast, not like an old chugger, but one that's got like the ability to do crab pots.
Oh, I was going to ask if you did anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. We managed to hook into three salmon and land none. Two of them almost drug Finn and I out of the boat, but you know.
Well, that's fun though.
We hadn't even planned on it. So it was just sort of a little bonus and we didn't spend as much time, but we did great on the crab and that was the plan.
I've heard the crabbing's real good right now.
We did too. And it seemed
not
like
that good.
Yeah, maybe we should have been there last week. The old cliche you hate to hear, but we still did pretty darn good. I think I got spoiled last year, but you know what? I still had like two crab in the freezer from last year, it's okay.
Yeah,
we did great. We stuffed ourselves and brought home some too. So
and had a great vacation.
Oh, I love it over there.
I'm guessing the weather was probably nice too.
You know, it was when everything here was almost 100 degrees, and I was amazed at how it still stayed like 65, 70 degrees over there.
Really,
it's just wonderful. I loved it.
Yeah,
it was great. You know, and I just love the San Juans. It kind of reminds me of here in that it's a small community that's inundated by tourists, gets a lot crazier than sometimes it's just totally sleeping and nothing happening.
Yeah.
So, and you can always find those little backwaters that are always quiet if you know where to look over there too. So, yeah.
So you got your salt fix.
Yep. Got my little break. You know, I've been taking some little breaks. I was kind of thinking it's really nice. I know a lot of these guys that are full-time guides, and there's this sort of standard in the business where they're always like, well, I'm a full-time guide. And, you know, that's great, but I think sometimes I'm in this perfect position where I can have a sweet job where I work with fish all the time anyway, and I guide only as much as I want to. And so I'm thinking it's more like not part-time guiding. I would call it artisan guiding.
Yeah.
That way I can come to the
craft
experience.
Guiding.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just kind of laughing. It's like these craft beers.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, when I feel myself starting to burn out, I just say, no, I'm not taking a trip. I'm sorry. Call me, you know, this time. And I can just come to it fresh and happy. And I've just noticed it in my trips. You know, I'm happy. My clients are happier. And it just, I like to not have to push it and do it when I want to and be able to equally so, you know, rest the water as much as myself, give the fish a break. Because while there, I know enough of this river to fish 24/7, 360. It fishes that much better when I don't. So, it just kinda...
And speaking of the river, you're telling me before we went on air that it's kind of an early morning thing
these
days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been getting out 5 o'clock in the morning is not too early.
Yeah.
You'll notice a marked change at about 8 o'clock, the moment there's any real sun in the air. And then by about 10 o'clock, it's been dead. By about, 12 o'clock, it's not good for the fish. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of still my advice on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so do it early or don't do it.
Yeah. So I'm still doing some stuff with folks like half day, but we're only doing mornings and, holy cow, it's been amazing though. You know, I'm kind of a dry fly junkie. I'm definitely not a deep ender or a purist. I will always fish with what works when it's working. But there's been no reason to stop with the dries lately.
Nice.
Just been skating up some really big fish. You know, the adfluvial fish that spend part of their life in the Columbia are starting to show up as they do at this time of the year. Some really big fish starting to jump it and starting to kind of figure out where all the resident big guys live too and kind of checking them off, going down my list. So, Yeah.
Your little green book or your little blue book?
Yes, the little blue black book. So, you know, just had a great time. Volunteered a little bit of my birthday the other day to this kid that I wish he could hear us giving the shout out right now. My friend Joshua Woods, who my new friend, who I met on one of these fishing forums. He said, you know, I'm a deaf guy. I can't, you know, I don't think, like, I feel that the social group obviously can't be huge sometimes for folks like that, you know. And he said, I'm feeling challenged trying to learn some of these waters, and I'd like to learn the Yakima or the Methow. And we got together for you know, about half of my birthday, and then he crashed in my house that night, drank a bunch of beers, caught a bunch of fish, and just had a great time. The kid is just really awesome. I couldn't believe how... you know, we could easily, quickly bridge that gap with my my rusty old ASL skills that I had luckily learned with Leo, my oldest boy, having Down syndrome. You know, he was late to talk. So we learned about 100 signs together, you know, and I and Leo. And so that helped, you know. And so when that would break down, I would dictate into my phone, or he would type onto his phone, and we'd show it to each other, and we'd... But boy, you know, fishing sign is easy because strip looks like strip. Set the hook looks like set the hook, you know. Over there looks like over there. And I know fish, of course, and all a few signs around that. So it was just a hell of a lot of fun. The guy was...
he had never been on the Methow before?
I don't know that he had. No. And he came to the table with fantastic fishing skills. So it was just about teaching him my style, and which he took on right away. And I was just happy as heck to see the next day when I was out with local celebrities, the Howards and Craig and Perry, and we were having a fun day, and I kept on getting these text pictures from Joshua because we had set together a game plan for him for that Sunday, and he was like, just big grins, big old fish, yeah, look at me, look what I did. He got his first bull trout on the dry fly. He wasn't obviously wasn't targeting him, but it's just that time of the year where most anything could come up and stomp on it. So, maybe we can get this in a closed caption one of these days, and I can say, shout out, Joshua.
Oh, that's a good story, though.
Yeah, so it was really great to get together with him. And like I say, the river's fishing really good. Absolutely. Let's do those self-imposed hoot owl hours just to be good to those fish.
Yeah.
I'm taking off up South Creek to a friend's family mining claim up there. We're going to go hang out up by the creek and help him around their established family camp they've got up there, and maybe use that as my base camp to head out to Mosquito Lake or one of the others up that basin that I haven't made it to yet. So still heading out into the mountains, couldn't be a better time for it.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that. We've got a bunch of articles on my site there, blogs about the beauty of the Methow backcountry, Varden Lake, I see gets read a lot. Also check out my Gold and Gold in Them Thar Hills articles about golden trout if you want some ideas. So I guess this is about that time of the day where we say thanks to our wonderful sponsors over there at Drift Wader Co. They got all their awesome sun clothing and lightweight brand new waders coming out. I know you and I have a pair that probably got here today, but I haven't checked the mail. So
really?
Yeah, I look forward to trying those out.
Oh, that could come in handy.
Yeah, and look forward to the regional specific rods coming, like the OMAC from the guys over there at North 40, and maybe even one having to do with the Methow.
Cool.
So we'll keep you abreast of that as it develops. And if you want to book a trip or need some fishing tips, just get a hold of me at 509-429-7298. You can send me a email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And hey, y'all, respect that private property, defend that public land vigorously, and take care of one another while you get that fish. Right on, baby.